This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Buddy, hour number two. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Fennelli. He's taking a little break. So what I was doing during the first hour was basically talking about the psyops, the psychology behind the distractions, the dumbing down, and especially the divide and conquer strategies. These are all done by the intelligence agencies. Every narrative is sold by the wealthiest globalists in the world. This is how they control people. It doesn't matter if it's a war, could be Palestine versus Israel. Doesn't matter what it is. The more division they can get, the better. Because this way, basically, they're saying, look over here, not over there, where they should be looking, okay? Not looking at the bioweapon that's murdered so many millions of people. Not looking at the voter fraud that we have so much proof on. I have so many articles on that, I'm not even going to think about getting that to that today. While I was, you know, in and out of the bush, you know, doing my firewood and hunting and finishing up gardening, things like that. So going back to what I was talking about at the latter part of the first hour, oh, you know, like this young lady, Kathleen Perry, who got arrested for drunk driving that Jesse Waters did a whole segment on, and all these words she was throwing out there to protect herself with excuses, you know, the social anxiety, indigenous person, non-binary, you're intimidating me, you're triggering me, it's the man thing, PTSD, can't call her man because she's non-binary. I mean, generational trauma, she feels harassed by a white male, scary. I mean, you just can't even make this stuff up. And the reason why she did this is because she's been groomed by the powers that be through in its institutions, public school, college, whatever it is, could be the workplace, that she has the right to play the victim group status card. When you feel entitled to do that, you got to throw, you talk about delegitimizing work, because it's gone. It means nothing, because you are the victim playing the group status card. And while all these people who are playing you, and you're blaming the white male, the Bezos, the Buffets, the Soroses, the Zuckers, the Zuckerbergs, the Gates, the Cuomos, the Anderson Coopers, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers of the world, Cook, Murdoch, Dorsey, all these people confiscating your net worth and opportunities. And you're playing right into these hands. I remember Jonathan Gruber was calling Americans literally stupid for following all his propaganda. And you can add the Clintons to this. You can add a lot of whites, a lot of people who have very pale skin. These are the people who want to bring in the technocracy of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and take your jobs away from you. Pardon me taking a drink here and there. I know I shouldn't have had that cheesecake before the broadcast. All right. So going back to the psyops, a big portion of the psyops, folks, is to embarrass you because of your group so that you won't admit that you were wrong. You've heard me talk about ego and pride. This is in their own paperwork. This is a weapon against you. What we should really be doing is standing for principle. In other words, should be hated for telling the truth. In who have heard me for many years, I define principle very simply. And that's the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Two is truth. And three is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, you get to do it too. If we just follow those three rules of principle, none of this stuff would be happening. None of it. And I love it when a liberal comes to me and says, oh, well, Rich, I can add a few more to that. Yeah, I can too. We can't even get those three done. We can't even get those three done. We have to remember, and I've given the psychology, I've given the studies, I've read the studies, the powers that be need to eliminate individuality. That's why everything's about groups, but they can't tell you that, so they've got to use professional wordsmithing, like one example I gave earlier called identity politics. You heard the mainstream media using that all the time. But it's an implication not towards group control because of the definition. So when are we going to realize that some people were wrong? When are you going to admit it? When you're being used, you're being played. When? The whole system is corrupt, and it's a lot of brainwashing for a purpose. And they're choosing people for their willingness to sell out, to be traitors, to basically put their country's sovereignty, their country's prosperity after them individually, even though the weapon is using groups. Can you see the big difference in the hypocrisy and double standards of just some of the names I've given you here today versus the elite globalist dictators, authoritarian Nazi-type people who want to be part of that aristocracy to control you? Huge difference. Don't use groups. When I've mentioned all these names, and I can mention hundreds more, when there's such a big difference between the wealthy white males or whites controlling your mind and not practicing what they preach and throwing double standards at you like a snowball in the face, and you blaming white males. When the white males are not even getting opportunities. When you get this corrupt, folks, that means no rule of law. And when I say no rule of law, like I said earlier, that means there's no rights, no restitution, no due process, no protection under the rule of law. That's how corrupt America is today. When you eliminate qualifications and merit, and you don't earn your job, it's all over. Everything should be about qualifications and standards. Look at the Pentagon. They just had an audit. $6 trillion missing. What could possibly go wrong there? We're being run by traitors, by sellouts. They're selling you a Saul Alinsky divide-and-conquer strategy. They're throwing words at you because they think you're so stupid, and they throw these words every day, like equality, fairness, diversity, equity, inclusion, all this crap. But you don't sit back to really look at the words and what they mean. Is equality and fairness getting a job based on what group you're in? So if you don't agree, you're a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory, or a subset like white supremacists or domestic terrorists, I just gave you a big list of white supremacists and domestic terrorists. I just named names. And there's hundreds more I could put on that list. So we have proved umpteen times that the bottom 93%, the poor and the middle class, what most people refer to them as, is losing ground rapidly. And all that wealth is going to the top 1%, maybe 2%. So if we don't unite, if we don't have synergy, they're going to keep playing us. So all the great ideas and solutions in the world can't be implemented when they're run Congress, FBI, DOJ, DOD. We've mentioned gazillions of these so-called professions. I want you to think about this. Those of you who have listened to me, whether it be here or on a different broadcast, has heard this before. But we all know about the bioweapon from Big Pharma. We know that very, very few people have taken the new boosters compared to the first round because people are listening to the alternative media. So I want you to think about this. When I was working for Big Pharma, specifically GlaxoSmithKline, they told me I couldn't get a job, even though it was a demotion. And I know some of you, you know, because you're embarrassed because of the group's behavior and you can't admit that you were wrong. I understand there's a lot of that. But GlaxoSmithKline told me I couldn't get a job because it was for females only. So they were hiring people off the streets with, like, very little proven results and qualifications to be job share partners to other females already on board. So, again, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, merit, nothing mattered. But where I'm going with this is when I went with to attorneys, when I went to attorneys, I contacted and consulted with about 30 of them. They told me these terms, definitions, or feedback, whatever you want to call it. One was I didn't have enough victim group status as a poor middle-class white male. Now, if I was a Hunter Biden, if I was John Kerry's kid, Nancy Pelosi's kid, probably no problem. Another attorney or other attorneys told me I didn't have enough group self-pity points. Other attorneys told me I couldn't, if I was a female, I would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. This was in the early 2000s. It isn't really the end of the day, is it, folks? So I want to take it to the next level here. I couldn't sue Big Pharma because this great reset and bioweapon has been planned for many years. So of all the people out there who call people like me, oh, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, all the words, I want you to think about the fact that I could have pierced Big Pharma's liability immunity. For those of you who are listening right now who lost friends and family, like the approximate 20 million people dead around the world, and the 120,000 American children dead from the jab bioweapon, do you still want to call me a controversial racist, bigot, sex misogynist, all the words? Just think, if people weren't embarrassed, if they weren't psyoped, we could have saved millions of people just from this one case. This is how corrupt it is, and this is how brainwashed and psyoped.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Heben sitting in for Vince, and I'm going to continue to go on my rant about psyops and delegitimizing work and how they brainwash we the people. We the people are going to have to make the difference. We're going to have to be our own judge and jury, which means whether you be Kerry Lake or Donald Trump, it doesn't matter who you are. We're going to have to create our own grand juries because the system is bought and paid for and rigged. The lawyers, judges, courts, everything's rigged. Everything's been turned. Everybody's been paid off. They've sold out the people. They've sold out the Constitution. They've sold out our rule of law. This is our home, and we're going to have to make a choice. We inherited freedom and Constitution and liberty. People died and fought and bled for our rights. Are we going to give it up? You know, turn our backs on them, or are we going to fight for it? That's where we're at right now, people. So that being said, when you delegitimize work, this leaves you with no value, no truth, no hope, and no future, because you're allowing the wealthy elite to basically sell you narratives. So while the wealth distribution keeps going to the top 1%, despite all these words they use all the time, like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, all this crap, and they're selling you on how great your life is going to be and how prosperous it's going to be, we, the little people, are racking up delinquencies, defaults, bankruptcies. Basically, the Democrat Party, along with the sellout traitor Republican rhinos, are now called the Sabotage Party. We're allowing ourselves to be groomed, to be desensitized for the wrong things. And we are cowardly offended and overly sensitized for the things that lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. And that's where we are as Americans. I've got a bunch of articles I want to go through. I know I'm not going to get to everything, but before I even do that, because it's so, so applicable, it's so important. I've given this on the air a few times. It's my worker high jumper analogy of people not earning their job. So let's say, doesn't matter, me, you, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, Sue, doesn't matter. Let's say you were had a business and your business was employing high jumpers. This is the way it was many years ago when I was young. So what this business would do is set the bar. There was two openings for each job. So they would set the bar at 6 feet. This is, again, years ago. 500 applicants would apply. 1% passed. So five people passed because they would set the bar high because they wanted people who were based on hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, merit, etc. So the second interview occurred, and the employer asked questions about your work ethic, your diet, your workout regimen, your how hard do you work, you know, the qualifications. Are you going to earn this job? So back in the day, let's say the 70s, maybe early 80s, people would be hired based on their merit, their qualifications, their on-the-job standards. Because you can legally ask questions like that in the second interview, which you cannot now. So today, the employer can't have a six-foot bar because those standards are too high. You might offend somebody. Somebody might be calling you a racist or a sexist or a homophobe or white supremacist or whatever. So the bar has to be today for the interview, for the first interview, instead of 6 feet, it's got to be 6 inches. So what happens? Maybe a few people show up at the interview drunk and high. So five don't pass. 495% of the applicants pass. So 1% pass. Or 1% fail and 99% pass. So what is the second interview about? Well, you can't use the questions that I mentioned earlier on the first interview back in the day. It's going to be based on your race, your gender, your sexual orientation. That's going to be one job that's the person who gets a job. The second person who gets a job is the person that has nepotism connections. And this is America Today, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
USA News Update. The White House reports they're close to a deal to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza since 200 people were taken captive on October 7th. Today marks President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. If he secures re-election, he would reach the age of 86 by the conclusion of his second term. In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race, 48% to 41. More free COVID tests available from the federal government. Those who already ordered their four free tests from the website earlier this fall get an additional four tests. If you didn't order any tests when the website relaunched in September, you can order eight tests. covidtests.gov. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I know you're gonna be
winner
today.
Why? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vince. Last half an hour of the broadcast, we certainly appreciate you being here. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to, because I'm looking at the clock here, and as usual, I'm just not going to get to everything, but I want to go back into articles, because as you know, everything I say is backed up by articles and interviews in the public domain. I use math, I use economics, I use finance, I use facts, evidence, proof, and truth, not propaganda, lies, and gaslighting like our competition does. When I say competition, I don't mean the alternative media. I mean the people who are willing to be bought and paid for, blackmailed, to sell out their own people. So here's an article here. Large military aircraft crashes into Hawaiian Bay after runway overshoot. All nine survive. And I'm looking at a picture. This is on the Gateway Pundit. Looks like it was posted 8 p.m. last night. And the jets floating around in the water. Now, the reason why I chose this article, folks, is because the powers that be are refusing to say who the pilot was. doing right now. So without giving my opinion, I'm going to give just a few of the comments about this article. Are you ready? Everybody's awake, folks. We just have people who are too embarrassed and their ego and pride is too high that they can't admit they were wrong. But everybody's awake. And we have to decide if you're willing to stand up and speak up and be vocal and do something about a corrupt system, or if you're just going to sit back and say, oh, let somebody else, you know, take the heat. If you deal with facts, evidence, proof, and truth, nobody should be in trouble. I know we are. I know we're going to jail for that. Heck, I just read an article where the so-called January 6th committee, which that Liz Cheney was on, half of the evidence got deleted. Half. So how does President Trump and the January 6th people who are in prison get discovery when everything has been deleted? All those people, the January 6th people, should be released yesterday and get to sue the federal government. Okay, here's the comments about from this article that I had just mentioned about the plane crash landing in the ocean. First one, no more white male pilots was a brilliant idea. All thumbs up. Next comment, the plane is now considered a naval vessel in Admiral Rachel Levine's Rainbow Armada. Next comment, I hear Levine is actually a man. Does that mean she's a rear admiral? I don't know if I can mention the next comment. Okay, woke military equals, this is the next one, after maybe a couple I can't mention on the air. Woke military equals incompetence, delusion, failure, and defeat. Next comment, lowering standards to increase diversity. Next comment, surrender and betrayal. You can go on Gateway Pundit and read the same things I'm mentioning. You know, here's another one. The pilot was distracted. He was busy putting on his lipstick. Look, this is what everybody thinks, people. This is done on purpose to lower the bars of standards and expectations and to make people embarrassed so they're forced to stick up for their group. Do you understand? This is a giant, all of it, psyop. The distractions, the dumbing down, but mainly the divide and conquer strategies is their number one strategy. The group strategy is their number one strategy. And this is why they want to bring out people's emotions, so people don't think critically. We have given the information that feminism is an intelligence agency and foundation agency or institution creation. If we don't unite and have synergy, we will fall because we're divided. We have to look at the facts, people. I mean, transgenders beating females in every sport, breaking records left and right. I have so many of those. I'm going to try to get to some. When people like, what's her name, that swimmer? Riley Gaines, I think. She was saying, I've been practicing all my life. Well, what happens when, you know, people like me, because I have to tell personal stories besides the thousands I give on the air. It's got my points have to have validity and authenticity. When I went to the National Forest Service interview in 82 with a forestry degree in my hand and experience, they said they couldn't hire me as a white male in 1982, and I had two girls 18 years old right out of high school. No experience, no degree, no nothing. This is what happens when you eliminate qualifications merit. Why do you think males have such a high suicide rate? Because the fathers, the brothers, the sons, are told they can't have a good job despite their qualifications and hard work and merit. You know, for those of you who are all over the board praising for Pakistan and their rights, I'm not going to say either way that I think both are wrong with some of the things that have happened. I'm not going to go down, open up that can of worms right now because I don't have time. But it looks like if you get your way, Islam will be in America and women's rights, free speech, everything will be gone. So start sizing up a burqa right now. Rape statistics are through the moon. And we have low convictions of rapists, especially if they come from a certain different skin pigmentation. We have to, and one of my favorites is that the party you're voting for can't even define what a woman is. That's my personal favorite. So these Kathleen Perrys of the world that Jesse Waters did a piece on regarding the victim group status, this is the world that we live in. Let me give a few articles, and you try to decide if this is America or I'm auditioning for a Twilight Zone writing episode. Here we go. Victoria's Secret ditches wokeness over sexiness after sales drop. Of course sales are going to drop. People, when it comes to fitness, doesn't matter if you're male, female, it doesn't matter. Fitness is fitness. People are going to be more attracted to fitness because it's based on hard work and effort. Do you understand? It's backed by something physical. It's like gold. It's backed by something. Here's another article. Obese travel influencer, pay attention to that first word, obese, who demanded other passengers pay for her extra seat, now demands larger hotel hallways and custom toilets. You cannot make this crap up. Another article. HHS, which is Health and Human Services, imposes transgender pronoun mandate on 80,000 employees. So how many of those employees didn't earn the job? Because they got it because of their group. Oh, by the way, HHS folks, for those of you who have lost loved ones and family to the bioweapon, our own Health and Human Services Department, I've mentioned it many times, they were exempt from the jab. Exempt. Still want to stick up for them, folks? Next, Delta, United, American, and Southwest Airlines and others unknowingly used unapproved jet engine parts accompanied by fake certificates. If you can see what the title of this portion of the articles I'm reading to you, published in the public domain, it's showing that everything that political correctness and wokeism and group identity politics and victim group status touches, it lowers the bars of standards, qualifications, and makes it very, very dangerous for you to live in your own country. Do you understand this? Just like me with Big Pharma and the responses I got from lawyers. If they did their job, maybe your loved ones may be alive today because we could have pierced the liability immunity of Big Pharma. Next article. Average Amtrak worker earns $119,000 a year while the company loses $1 billion every year. Who's paying for it? You are. See, wokeism, victim group status, has nothing to do with finance, economics, and math. That's why all these articles I've read over the years where the powers that be are pushing math as racist. This Amtrak should be out of business with these kind of numbers. So the taxpayers have to pay for it through cost shifting. Next article. article. Now there is evidence the FBI planned the January 6th operation and planted documents days earlier that they were later used against the January 6th people. Look, there's common sense, logic, rule of law. Everything is affected negatively. Nothing holds water when you talk about victim group status. You have to, it's like the psyops, you need to be aware of this group victim strategy. Next article, Miss Universe pageant files for bankruptcy. Okay? Guess who won of the final, of the few finalists? One was a fat lady and one was a trans guy. I don't know what the hell you're supposed to call females today. You're not allowed to use the term woman, girl. They can't even define it. I mean, we're really, I know this sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, but they're all published articles in the public domain. How many feminists are willing to basically say I was wrong because the intelligence agencies like the CIA and the foundations funded feminism for divide and conquer strategies? Because they wanted to control your vote. You can't make this stuff up, people. I'm going to mention more articles in the last couple of minutes of the broadcast. We only have one small segment. But you just got to hear this stuff. This isn't America, people. When we delegitimize work, it's all over for everyone but the elite. We'll be right back on the other side. We appreciate you being here.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And last segment, just a few more minutes left here. And I'm going to, before I put an exclamation point on all this messaging, I just want to rip through a few more articles to prove my point, because I don't want it to be opinion. I want it to be proven. I want the facts. But next article here, you can't say we didn't warn you. Non-binary men take over woman's tech conference. Now, whether it be skill sets or whether it be men that feel, and I've read several articles on this, men who aren't even homosexual, who are claiming that they either are or they're trans because they feel they can't get a job based on that. This is the world that we live in. Trans swimmer breaks New Jersey college records after switching to the women's team. High school runner was horrible until he became a girl. Now he dominates cross country. These are the facts. This is what's happening, people. A biological male cyclist takes 2 gold medals in 2 women's championships. Kerry Lloyd admits women's national team lost to 15-year-old boys. Look, what's happening here, folks, this is designed. You really think it's about women's rights? No, it's designed to embarrass you. It's designed to divide and conquer. It's designed to lower the bars of standards and qualifications. It's designed to make certain groups entitled to play group status card and delegitimize work. It's designed to create more wealth inequality because of your group hyphen and pronoun. It's designed to eliminate value. Look at goods and services in America today. Is there any value left? No, it's because the jobs are not earned. When you get a job based on what group you're in, you're not earning it because merit and qualifications and standards are gone. World's Top Chess Federation restricts transgender biological males competing in women's tournaments. Why should see this brings light to all this stuff, people? Chess is only mental. There's no physical. Lifting a chess piece does not take any physical or speed. But see, it shows that women can't compete with men in a lot of cases. I remember the TV show Jeopardy. They've made this big deal, all this promotion on television, or ads. I see the ads. Oh, a woman broke the woman's record. It turned out the woman was a dude. Next article, troops punished over Biden's vax mandate sue for billions. People, this goes back to my pharmaceutical example. When they told me I couldn't sue Big Pharma because I didn't have enough group self-pity points, victim group status, and if I was a female, I could have sued. I would have had a $10 million given to me by the end of the... Just think of all these lies the immunity. When I was 19, I was trying out for the New York City Fire Department. I was benching 365 pounds, could climb up any ladder with a person on my shoulder. That was the year the women's group sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. They literally sued to demand the standards and expectations get lowered. So hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications were eliminated. Value was eliminated. Do you understand the Great Reset has been planned for at least 100 years, for generations? You've been duped. You've been played. People have to say I was wrong. Look at all the millions of people that we've mentioned, and these are accurate statistics of millions dying because people can't say they were wrong? We need to look in the mirror. We need to humble ourselves, have some humility, and we have to go back to value people. We got to stop reacting emotionally and throwing critical thinking out the door. All right, people. You know what? We're at the point that nothing matters. Anything goes, and that's unacceptable to me. It should be unacceptable to everybody. Because when you can't control your own destiny, because now that you've woken up, not woke, you're awake, and you realize that the globalists are selling you these narratives, and you have bought the phony benevolence, and I'm asking you, are you going to do something about it? Are you willing to speak up? Are you willing to bring value back and earn your job while the powers that be want to put you on universal basic income, which is beer money? Are you willing to be an American? Because that's what it's boiling down to right now, Americanism versus globalism. You have to make the choice. But you have to do your own reading and research and look at the facts, not the propaganda, not the lies, not the gaslighting, not the hoaxes, not the false flags. We all have to be big boys and girls and do our homework. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And you all have a great Tuesday, and I will speak to you next time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.